Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. So delighted to be with you once again on today. This is your internet radio show. This is the Prophetically Speaking radio show, and I am your host, and I'm Prophetess Trenuncia Balcom. And along with me, I have a dynamic sister, a wonderful co-host that's always faithful and dutiful and here to assist me in giving you what thus says the Lord, and that's none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, are you with us on today?
I am here and blessed of the Lord and glad to be here.
Yes, praise the Lord. And we always like to start our show off with just a little bit of conversation to find out what's going on there in New Iberia, Louisiana. And so I want to go ahead and just get started by letting everyone know that I'm really happy that today we've had some reports that we're going to be getting some bad weather that's on the way, because we know that we have now entered into hurricane season. But I'm so glad that right now we have some sunshine. It's a little bit cloudy, a little bit, but we do have mostly sunshine. So I'm really happy about that. Prophetess Jenkins, what's going on there in New Iberia?
It is lightning and thundering and pouring down raining, but I'm glad to be in the land of the living. It's bad weather.
Absolutely. Yes. Time. Absolutely. We got to have some rain and we got to have some sunshine.
That's right.
We
that's
just thank God for all of it. And, you know, we always say, as I always say, that's my testimony and I'm sticking with it. So, people of God, we're so delighted that you have decided to join us for this particular episode. Prophetess Jenkins, let me just wish you, on the behalf of the Prophetically Speaking radio show, happy birthday.
Amen.
Yes. We have officially been on the air as of June the 6th. We have been on the airways for 2 years. And, woman of God, I'm just so excited about that. You know, when I think about all the way back to the very moment that I was outside and I was walking, and as I was walking around the track, the Lord began to speak to me. And he just began to tell me to go on radio. And I remember Prophetess Jenkins talking to God, and I said, Lord, I don't know anything about going on the radio. I'm not sure what I need to do or anything like that. And the Lord just spoke to me and said, go online, look it up. When the Lord said that to me, I was back and forth with God, and I was like, well, God, I don't want to be on the radio talking to myself. I don't want to talk by myself. I'm not exactly sure what I need to do. And he said to me, Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. And I remember that day I went home and I retrieved my telephone and I made a phone call to Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. And when I made the phone call and I let her know what God had spoken to me, she immediately said, well, you know what? I will certainly do that. If that's what God is saying, I'll certainly do it. And here we are 2 years later, and Prophetess Jenkins is yet and still on the radio with me, and I'm so glad that God has taken us this far. And, you know, Prophetess Jenkins, when I start to think about things like that, that's not to say that we will be on this particular site forever, because we definitely go in the direction that God has us to go. But I'm certainly pleased and I'm certainly glad at this time, you know, just to be able to say that we have been obedient unto God. And God has been a man of his word. And the Lord led us this direction. And the Lord has kept us. And the Lord has sustained us. And the Lord has continuously every week given us a word from heaven for this particular show. In the weeks that we did not come on live, we had wonderful archives for those of you listeners to be able to go into the archives and listen to and just be encouraged. And, you know, even though today is a day that we're going to take to talk about these last 2 years, and this is a day that we're going to highlight some wonderful memories that we have, because this is our second year that we've been on, you know, woman of God, I think that over these past 2 years, it's really been a blessing. And when I even think about the number two, and I just begin to think about what does it mean, you know, for the number two. I believe numbers have meaning. I think numbers are significant. And when I begin to think about the number two, when I begin to do a little bit of reading, I'm reminded of when you say two, you know, the number two, it also conveys the meaning of a union. When we begin to think about facts, you have to have two individuals to be able to say you have a witness. You know, if you say that there, you have, for one person is a signature signer maybe, and then you have another person that is a witness. That's two. You have marriage. When you have marriage, it's normally always between the man and the woman, and we're talking about the biblical definition of marriage. That's about two. When we also think about Christ and the church, we begin to think about the number two. When we begin to think about the division of the Bible, you have the Old Testament and you have the New Testament. That's two. Even when I do a little bit more thinking and do a little bit more thinking on the Word of God, I remember in the Bible when it talks about the first man, Adam, and it begins to share with us about how Adam sinned and he brought death and destruction into the world. Jesus came along, and when Jesus came along, we like to say that it was the second or the last Adam. Adam was here first, but then second, we had Jesus to come along, and once and for all, he died for our sins, but that was
true. Amen.
So there's so many different options that we have to look at the number two. Number two. And so two has a meaning. You know, woman of God, I'm also reminded that two is always representative of, it's also representative of double. When we think about two, two is double. If you have one, that's single, but then when you have two, that's double. And I believe, woman of God, over the last 2 years, it's been a time of double. I believe that we've had many individuals that have listened in. Allow me to say, I know last year when we did our celebration for our 1 year, we took a lot of telephone calls. We allowed people to call in and to share their testimonies and to give credence to what God did for them through TV ministries and what God has done for them through the prophetic, prophetically speaking radio show. But on this year, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted you to hear from Prophetess Gloria Jenkins and myself so that we can give our viewpoint of what it is that we have encountered and what it is that we have felt from God over these last 2 years. And so, Prophetess Jenkins, I think that this has been certainly a time of double. We have certainly been talking about the time of travail and labor and birthing. And it's ironic to me that we end at this point because we would normally be doing our normal broadcast on today, but ironically we have now come to the end, to the conclusion of that particular series that we're talking about. We've been talking about birthing, but when we come back to you on next week, we're not just going to be talking about birthing, but we're going to be talking about the conception, that thing being materialized, the manifestation of what it is that you've been laboring to give birth to. And so today it's just wonderful that we are celebrating at this time because, woman of God, I believe that over these past 2 years we have seen some manifestations. Over these past 2 years we have seen some things materialize. Over these past 2 years we have heard numerous testimonies, many testimonies of how God spoke something through a revival or via internet, however, but God spoke a word to the people, and someone was blessed, and someone was delivered, and someone was set free. So for the past 2 years, I'm grateful to God that we have been obedient to God, and I'm grateful to God that God has certainly been a man that has been faithful to his word. The Lord has seen us through these past 2 years, and God has not only blessed the people, but God has blessed us. Prophetess Gloria Jenkins, tell me what you have to say about these past 2 years.
Hallelujah. It has been a wonderful 2 years. I say to you, woman of God, happy birthday to you. Thank you for being obedient to hear the voice of God and then obeying what he said for you to do. I first can remember when I first accepted to be on the broadcast. I had never did this before, but I want to approach you because my main desire, woman of God, is that we may touch people lives. I think my purpose on earth is to really, really make people aware of who Christ is. We all are called to that. But God has even enlarged my territory. I have been mentoring people from Nigeria, Holland, another country. They are constantly in contact with me and even call me on the telephone. So I thank God for that, that he's given me that kind of opportunity. And just to be on the broadcast to speak for the word of God is such a great opportunity. You know, we get opportunities all the time, but this is a great opportunity because we don't know who's listening and who lives are we're touching. So I'm excited about that. I thank God for your obedience, like I said before. And when you talk about the two, I think about God, Jesus sent them out two by two. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, when two or three are in the midst, when two or three are gathered together, he said, I'm in the midst. It could be one or two, but he said that when two or three are gathered. So two definitely have a great significance in the word of God in our lives. I thank God for you being obedient. And I think about the subject and the topics that we have discussed over the last 2 years. Not only have I know the people have been blessed, but I've been tremendously blessed. Because I go back over the notes and look at what you've talked about, and I'm truly blessing my spirit. I'm truly edified in my spirit because I said, Lord, if I can receive it, and other people that's listening can receive such a dynamic word. And I thank God for your obedience, woman of God, that you are the host of this program, and I flow right along with you. So when you come and tell me we're going to discuss that, I mean, it just ignites in my spirit.
Wow.
It doesn't say, well, I don't know. I mean, it's like agreement. It's good. I can remember some topics you talk about, purpose and foundation. You talk about what foundation was a great word we talked about because foundation is tremendous. Good. When you talk about foundation, you talk about what are we building on? We need to know. We talk to people that they need to know what they're building on. What foundation are you building on? What are you building your ministry and your home on? What foundation? And that foundation has to be Jesus Christ. And I think about purpose and how we talk about purpose. And we had some tremendously good topics over the 2 years we've been on the radio. And I'm telling you that purpose has always been in my spirit because our desire is that we purpose to do what God has called us to do. Amen?
Yes.
We have to really be obedient to the word purpose because purpose is something that is set up as an object or something to be attained. Resolution, a determination to achieve that. You know, we have to be determined to have that purpose fulfilled because God has given each man, each person a purpose in our life to be fulfilled. And I thank God for that word, that I think about that word all the time, knowing that what is my purpose, what am I goal, what am I putting on the earth to do. And I think about people, and I get excited. I get excited about just people, because somebody changed my life, and I look in turn to change other people's life to give them what I've learned over the years, you know. And that's my desire, my destiny that I will prepare the purpose that God placed in my life and touch the lives that he has assigned me to touch. And speaking to people's lives with a word that's affirmative, that a word that's direct and never ignite their spirit to do and achieve that which God has called them to do. So I'm excited about the last 2 years. Wanna go, I thank God. I ask her all the time to bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I did a message last Sunday, and it was a simple topic. I will bless you. I will bless the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I definitely, I determined my heart. After 34 years, I always bless him. But I want people to know that they have to bless God in spite of what they're going through.
My God.
We have to bless him when we're weak. We have to bless him when we're broke. Bless him when things just not going right. Bless him when things don't look good. Bless him when you're not feeling good in your body. We have to still bless the Lord. And when we bless him, he's going to in turn bless us.
Yes.
So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about these 2 years. Woman God, I'm excited what God's going to do in the next year.
Yes.
What he's our life are orchestrated by him. He directs the path. He orchestrates everything that's even to have anything to do with prophetically speaking broadcast.
Yes.
He knows who's going to listen. He knows he has supreme authority over us, and we just his vessel, yielded by his spirit, obeying him to do that which he called us to do. And I thank God that we have done a great job, not to brag, not to boast, but I think we should pop our collar because the things that we've talked about, and if it was one person listening, it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was the person listening to get what we've said over the 2 years, then we've done a lot. Amen?
I believe that. I think that everything that you've said has been absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, when I stop and I think about these past 2 years, I absolutely have to be in total agreement with everything that you've said. There are a lot of things that we can say that have been unspoken blessings. There's been times when, because of the broadcast, because of the word that God has brought forth, because of the revelation and because of the clarity of the words that God has given us, there have been unspoken blessings that have been unfolded. I can absolutely say that, absolutely, 100% in my own personal life, woman of God. I thank God so many times that even when we come forth on the broadcast, there are times when we're speaking, and I have to go back and listen to the broadcast because there are times when we are speaking, when we have definitely stepped out of ourselves and stepped into the realm of God. And when we're there, God begins to use us as vessels to speak a word. And there are times I would have to go back and listen to the broadcast so that I can receive what God himself spoke through me or what God spoke through you. And so I can absolutely say that over these past 2 years, it's not been a waste of time. It has certainly not been just two women coming on to something, doing some babbling and just saying something, but I can absolutely say that over these past 2 years, we have been busy doing the work and the will of our Father. You know, in the book of Acts, it says that then when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, once the people were filled with the Holy Ghost, it says then they were made witnesses. They became witnesses as they went throughout in Judea and then throughout into the uttermost parts. And I give God praise that I want this particular broadcast to be a testimony to somebody that once you have received your witness from God, once you have received the infilling of the Holy Ghost, once you have received God giving you power, take that one step. When God gives you power, that power is not just to sit down and cross your legs, but once the disciples were filled with the Holy Ghost, once the disciples became empowered, they then became witnesses. They got busy, and they were doing something for God. And woman of God, even when we look at this particular broadcast, this is something small compared to other events and other things that we may be doing in the kingdom. I want to encourage each person that's listening, do what you can do when you can do it so that you can be busy about your purpose, doing what God has instructed, what God has empowered, and what God has ignited you to do. Being filled with God's power is not just so we can sit down and be filled and not worry about anything else, but being filled with the power, it gives us the authority, it gives us the permission to go forth and do what it is God has created us to do. And so I'm just so thankful to God. I know for me, I can absolutely say, Prophetess Jenkins, God has made me a mouthpiece in the body.
Amen.
The Lord spoke to me when I was at the age of 15 years old, and he gave me Jeremiah, and he began to speak to me through those scriptures and said to me that he called me to be a prophet unto the nations.
Mm.
So therefore I know that if he called me to be a prophet, he's going to use my mouth, he's going to use my life, he's going to use me to be a witness unto somebody. So when I come onto the radio, when I turn this broadcast on, whenever I tune in, my words are to be that not only edifies you in the body, but these words are to be words that come from heaven, to be witnesses of him, to land into your spirit, to cause that baby within you to leap, so that you can eventually give birth and be what it is, do what it is, become what it is that God himself has orchestrated for you to do, to become, and for you to walk in. And so, woman of God, over the last 2 years, if I can't say anything else, I can say hallelujah. I give God the glory. Hallelujah. I give God the praise. There are many individuals that we may not ever know, woman of God, but they listen to this show. There have been many times when I've had people right in my home church, which is the Harvest Time Church, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. I know many of you are probably wondering, why didn't we do our normal shout-out? Because we're just doing things a little bit different, that's all. So we're going to be talking about that in just a minute. But many people at my home church, right at Harvest Time, they've come up to me numerous amount of times to let me know that they were blessed, to let me know that the word that was spoken on that week had blessed their soul. That I cannot tell you how many times, Prophetess Jenkins, I've had individuals to come up to me and to let me know that they've heard the broadcast. They hear the word that God is speaking, and the word registered with their spirit. So this has not been a two-year waste of time. This has not been a two-year filler where we're just filling in something, but this has been 2 years' worth of obedience. This has been 2 years' worth of being a witness. This has been 2 years' worth of doing what God has unctioned for us to do. Now, does that mean that for the next 2 years, this is how it's going to come forth? I don't know. But I can absolutely speak for the last 2 years, we have been obedient to God. For the last 2 years, we have walked out the steps of righteousness over this radio. And, woman of God, one thing I give God praise about is not only are we just talking this, but I give God praise that when the radio goes off, I'm able to walk out. What I'm not on here just moving my lips and bumping my gums, but I'm able to walk out the word that the Holy Ghost is speaking through us on this radio. So I give God praise for that. And at that juncture, you know, woman of God, over the past 2 years, it's been great. But one of the things I love about birthing, one of the things I love about labor, one of the things I love about pregnancy is that you never stay in that position forever. So I give God praise for that. When you are pregnant, you're only going to be pregnant for a certain amount of time. When you're in labor, when you experience contractions, it only happens for a certain amount of time. There comes a time when you do give birth. And there comes a time that what you give birth to begins to bless you and nurture you just like you've blessed and nurtured it. So I give God praise that even from the Prophetically Speaking radio show, we're able to even speak more about the Prophetic View television show. So I give God praise that even from this past 2 years, even through this, there's been a birthing of something that's even greater. And so I just give God praise for that. And I give God praise for us doing even greater things in the kingdom. And I want you all to stay tuned because here shortly, beginning July the 5th, we're going to be back on our regular television broadcast. We're going to be on every Sunday at 8:30 p.m., Central Standard Time. That's going to be on the UHN Network, Urban Houston Network. In Louisiana, if you're not able to tune in to 43.5, you can very easily cut your computers on, put it on your telephone. All you have to do is type in urbanhoustonnetwork.com and you'll be able to catch the show. And I want you to stay tuned because there will be a time when you're going to look on there and you will see Prophetess Jenkins and you will see myself. And it won't just be you hearing our voices, but you're going to be able to see our faces. And so that all being birthed from this past 2 years. And so I just give God praise for everything he's done over these past 2 years. And Prophetess Jenkins, we're going to take a moment right now to send a shout out because we didn't. So I want you to go ahead and give your shout out to your home church real quick.
Hallelujah. My home church here in Louisiana, in New Iberia, Louisiana, is Glory Victory Full Gospel Church under the leadership of Bishop Carol and Senior Pastor Clara Antwine, the church where you are loved and with spirit of liberty, the spirit have its full liberty in the house. Welcome to come. Address 321 Halfen Street here in New Iberia. Services start at 7:15 on Tuesday and 9:30 on Sundays. You're welcome to come be a part of us. We have a good time in the Lord.
Amen, amen. And so tonight you all are going to be having Bible study. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
What time is that?
That starts at 7:15.
At what time?
We could have intercessory prayer from 6 to 7. Then the services, the Bible study started at 7:15 tonight.
Wonderful. And so those of you that are in the area, I want to invite you to go and to hear a wonderful and a powerful word from God and to hear what the Lord is saying there in Louisiana. And I always want to let you all know what we're doing at Harvest Time, and I want to just take a moment to send more love to my bishop, Bishop Shelton Beatty, more love to the Beatty family as we have celebrated the home entrance of one of the greatest soldiers that God ever placed here on the face of the earth, and that is Mother Julia Beatty. And she has left an impression on not just my life, but the life of many, many people. And Prophetess Jenkins, she was one of those mothers. She was a real mother of Zion. And I've been talking about this since we got word of her home going on June the 2nd. But I tell you, in the body of Christ, one of the things that we don't see or we don't have as much as we used to is we don't have a lot of those real, bona fide, authentic mothers like we used to have. I was sharing with someone just so yesterday, Prophetess Jenkins, I remember as I was coming up, there was one particular mother that God had assigned to my life. And I love her. She's gone on to glory now, but her name was Mother Dolores Weathers. And I remember one day I walked in church and things weren't going right in my mind and things weren't going right in my spirit. And I wasn't where I needed to be, and the Lord had been entertaining some thoughts that I should not have been entertaining and just letting the devil just kind of tap dance on my mind. And I walked in church, woman of God, and as I walked in church, Mother Weathers was in a conversation with somebody. And Mother Weathers immediately began to speak in tongues. And as she began to speak in tongues, she came over and grabbed me by my hand, and she pulled me directly to the front of the church and put me right at the altar. And when I looked at her, Mother Dolores Weathers zoomed in on me immediately and began to speak into my spirit and began to cast that thing down and began to just release the hand of the enemy from my mind. And that night, I tell you, God purged me, God washed me. But that's, you know, when we have mothers in Zion, mothers that are there, they can see in the spirit. And Mother Beatty was one of those women. She didn't say a whole lot, but I tell you what, she could see a whole lot. And when she opened up her mouth and when she did speak, you had to listen, because even if she didn't say a whole lot, the little bit that she had to say meant a whole lot, because there was some power, there was some wisdom, there was something in her words that you could get if you would only take the time to listen. And so I tell you what, I give God praise for her life, and I give God praise that she has left a legacy that is living on, and I give God praise that she birthed one of the greatest men that this earth will ever know, and that is none other than my bishop, Bishop Shelton Beatty. And I tell you, he's been in my prayers, he's been on my heart. I love him, and I thank God for him, and I just want everyone that's listening to continue to pray for him, continue to pray for his family, that they continue just to be in the Lord, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we know that she's in the arms of Jesus right now, but at the same time, we as humans deal with the missing of an individual and the love that we have for them. So keep him lifted up in prayer as he continues to lead us, the body of Christ at the Harvest Time Church. He shares so openly and so candidly about how he loves his mom and how she was a good mom. And many of us at the church have had the opportunity to share how we loved her as well. And so thank God for everything that she left behind. But I'm praying for my bishop. I love him, and I want you all to too. And so, and everybody else at the Harvest Time Church, I love my church, I love the people there, and I give God praise for what he's doing in us as a body. And allow me to say, this past Sunday we had Pastor R.J. Matthews to stop by. And woman of God, if everyone that's listening, you've got to go online, go on the Harvest Time Church gospel streaming, take a look. Pastor Matthews completely wrecked the house on Sunday. The man of God preached like a madman straight from heaven. And when I tell you, when he left us with nothing less than encouraged. He left us with the word, with the download straight from heaven. So I want to send a shout out to he and his wife. Oh my God, what a blessing. Woman of God, go online on Harvest Time the gospel stream, and I'm telling you, you will be blessed. Well, Prophetess Jenkins,
yeah.
We're going to be back on this radio again on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock with another word from heaven, concluding our birthing series, entering into our manifestation, hearing what God has to say. So, woman of God, I love you, and I want you to stay walking with God. Stay tied up, connected with God, and I want you to know that God has greater things in store for you. It's not over for you. God has greater things in store for you. I love you. I love you to all of our listeners. Stay tuned. And next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we're going to be right back at it, hearing from God, telling you what God has to say. God bless you, and remember to stay connected to God. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon.